أخوتي إلياس، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Alright, Mufti Saab, Jazakum Allah for your time, and inshallah, we look forward to spending the next hour with Mufti Saab, inshallah. And yes, the listeners, inshallah, call us. Remember, as-su'al wa nisful 'ilm, asking is half of knowledge. Any questions you have, don't be shy. Call us on 011-854-1548. Mufti Saab, inshallah, we have a number of questions that have come through during the course of yesterday and today, inshallah. Let's take them one by one. The first one is with regards to namaz. The brother wants to know, saying, Assalamu alaikum. What is the ruling, Mufti Saab, if a person forgets to read Qunut and does not make sajda is sahwa?
The person should repeat his salah.
The person should repeat the salah. Alright,
Qunut is part and parcel of the wajib, which are wajib salat, and Qunut is wajib in the salat itself. So here, the person has left out the wajib completely. And if he had made sajda sahwa because of omission or delay or misplacement of wajib, then the sajda sahwa should have been adequate to make the salat valid. But this person left it out completely. Now when he left it out completely and now he remembers that I did not recite the qunut, then he should obviously repeat that entire salat.
All right, JazakAllah. We go on further. The other question also pertaining to namaz. The listener wants to know, Mufti Saab, why are there so many forbidden times of namaz? It says, what happens if we happen to read namaz in these times and does it get accepted?
Because there is such a strong wa'id, a warning, that you should not perform salat in these prohibited times. And the brother should know that Sharia said there are three prohibited times, not so many as he thinks. Sunrise, sunset, and zawal. And if you look at it, these only last for a few minutes. Zawal, 4 minutes. Sunset, also 3-4 minutes. Sunrise, also 3-4 minutes. So, besides these times, all are permitted. Now, if a person performs salat during the time, the ulama are saying that definitely this person has done an action which is contrary to Sharia. And yes, whether it is valid, some say valid, most say not valid, and all of them will say it is questionable, the validity is questionable, so acceptance, there is no room for that. And the reasons obviously have been stipulated that these are the times wherein the non-believers used to worship, and these are the times when Shaitan especially is worshipped.
Alright, JazakAllah. We've gone further with this time. The other question is with regards to afterbirth. Assalamu alaikum, the listener says, what do you do with the afterbirth or the placenta, Mufti Saab, after giving birth, and how soon?
This is a relatively short question but important one.
Yeah.
And those who are giving birth, especially in the clinics and hospitals, should make sure and make prior arrangements that the afterbirth is given to them. And as soon as they receive it, they should bury it. Very simple, in your backyard, etc. Dig a hole, a sufficient hole, that another animal, cat or a dog, stray cat or stray dog, cannot now smell it and then, what you call, dig it up. Also, they will give you the afterbirth in a concealed, and they'll give you in a, possibly a vacuum-packed plastic, etc. So when you dig that hole, you must open it so that you do not leave it intact. When you leave it intact, there is a possibility that a small hole may come, smell may come out, and a stray dog, cat may then decide to access it. So you open it and pour it out into that hole that you have dug, cover it with sand, inshallah, a few days' time, it will disintegrate and become part and parcel of that soil.
Alright, JazakAllah, Mufti Saab, for that. Dear listeners, this is a question and the answer session. We have Mufti Saab, Mufti Ilyas Saab on the other line. And remember, any concerns, any questions and doubts you have, now's the chance to call us on 011-854-1548. The cell phone number to send the SMS questions is 082-580-8070. But it's preferable that you come live on air and ask Mufti Saab a question. Alright, one listener sends SMS Mufti Saab saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. After the first Jum'ah Azan, must we leave all worldly engagements in preparation for the Jum'ah Namaz? Please clarify what tasks are impermissible.
After the Jum'ah Salah Azan goes, then you should immediately begin to prepare for Salah. Now remember that our Juma Salah these days, in fact, from the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he initiated the second Azan in Juma. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Juma had only one Azan. In the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Sahaba spread out in Madinatul Munawwara, then in order to give them room for preparation, the first Azan was given. So technically, the first Azan that we are giving these days, historically and chronologically, is the second Azan in Islamic history. So, initiated by Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we must know that it is not an innovation and a bid'ah, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very clearly stated, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatul khulafai wa rashidin al-mahdiyin, that hold fast upon my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafai wa rashidin who are rightly guided. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the rightly guided khalifa. So, initiated by him does not make it a innovation. Now, the first Azan, we should start preparing for Salah. And second Azan, then definitely everything has to be suspended. Completely. In fact, that if you haven't made your Sunnah, don't even do that. And don't even talk in the Masjid. Now just attend and be attentive to the khutbah that is going to be delivered in Arabic, and it should be delivered in Arabic, and you should listen whether you understand or do not understand. So everything has to be suspended when, in our times, the second khutbah, when the second azan is given.
Alright, Mr. Jazakallah, for that answer, for that clarification. We've got a further question on the computer screen saying, if there is a mazur, lady or man, their problems with urine, must they mufisab make clean and make wudu every time?
If they have been classified mazur, and mazur means incapacitated, then they make one wuzu and all the activities for that duration of salat, whether it is faras salat, nafil salat, Quran tilawat, will be done with that one wuzu.
Alright, Jazakallah, we're going further. The other question comes from a brother who says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahib, is it okay to pray with your shoes on, for example, if you are at work?
No, you should make salah removing the shoes and performing it. Obviously, you would make wuzu, etc. So, you should remove your shoes.
Alright, Jazakallah. The other question is, Assalamu alaikum, which is a very, very common question, comes up almost every week. Can you tell me, is it permissible for women to cut their hair?
As far as cutting the hair is concerned, unfortunately, one question was posed and initiated, and an answer was given, and that answer was replied to, then that reply was replied to, and so on. Lot of money was spent, a lot of unnecessary paperwork was spent. The bottom line is very clear, that women are not allowed to cut their hair. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed that female who imitates a male, and that male who imitates a female. So, there is no room for the female to cut the hair.
Alright, Jazakallah. Alright, listeners, this is the question and answer session with Mufti Ilyas. The Q&A and the questions we have, we're waiting for your calls. It's 011-854-1548. The cell phone number is 0825808070. Alright, we have another question sent via SMS saying, Assalamu alaikum, we need advice. What are the games the kids play these days, where they put a turim and a teddy bear picks up a watch? Is this permissible?
This is completely chance, and if it tantamounts to gambling, the child should never be allowed to do such things. It is encouraging the child and mental development onto the child that put some turan and take a chance. And unfortunately, many think that they are just playing with the children and allowing them to have some sort of fun, but they are indoctrinating indirectly the child towards the act of chance and gambling. That should be totally prohibited. One should totally abstain from encouraging children in these nefarious activities.
Alright, And the other question the brother has is, what's the best durood to recite and read at all times, Mufisa?
The durood Ibrahim, which we recite in our salat, has been classified by most of the ulama as the best durood, and that is why it has been chosen for salah. If there was a better durood, then that durood should have been chosen for salah. So this durood has been chosen for us for salah, therefore the ulama say that that is the best durood.
All right, JazakAllah, a beautiful answer indeed. JazakAllah, 30 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sister.
Malala, I'd like to know if it is permissible to donate blood.
Is it permissible to donate blood?
Si.
That's the only question we have.
Si.
All right, JazakAllah. We'd like to listen to it on the radio, sister.
Si.
All right, JazakAllah for the question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Well,
this is the permissibility to donate blood.
As long as you do not sell that blood per se, then it is permissible to donate that blood, and at the end, especially at the time of need and necessity. Provided, however, that the person who's giving the blood should not faint and die and put himself or herself into jeopardy, health-wise or any otherwise.
All right, JazakAllah. Before going further, Assalamu alaikum, it says, I would like to know if a woman who is under iddat is allowed to attend her daughter's wedding, even though the wedding date was set long before her husband had passed away.
You should stay at home, not go to the wedding of her daughter. You can stay at home, make dua for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward as they should. A woman in iddat should not apply fragrance, not utilize jewelry, and not dress up in a fashionable manner. And to go out will tantamount to engaging in a big sin.
All right. And I think Musa, both families could sit and discuss another suitable day to reschedule the wedding. I think it's very unlikely that the other party will not accommodate the change due to this loss and death.
I would not advise that. Because in this time of fitna and fasad, the quicker they get married, the better.
All right, JazakAllah. We can't further, inshallah. The other question is, Assalamu alaikum, what is the exact proper way of doing qadha? Is it different for Isha? Can qadha be done at any time, even during the forbidden namaz times?
No qadha in the three specific forbidden times. And the qadha for the Isha can be done in Isha time or any other time. The qadha for Fajr can be done in any other time. As we have stipulated, there are two systems. One we have stipulated in our book called Sunnah Salat, Qaza Salat, Nafil Salat, accessible on our website, alislam.co.za, wherein I stated and I drew a chart that at the time of Fajr, make Fajr Qaza, and Zohar, Zohar, Asr, Asr, Maghrib, Maghrib, Isha, Isha, and do not forget the Witr. However, the other method, which I have not mentioned in the book, but here it verbally, that calculate how many Fajr you owe, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Witr, and then begin to perform all your Fajr Qaza. Once you complete all your Fajr Qaza, then proceed towards the Asr, Maghrib, etc.
Alright, JazakAllah Mufisa. The other question is there any dua for weak memory?
After Salah, it is written, and according to some scholars, they say that in Majmu' al-Zawaid, this riwayat comes that you should place your hand on the head and read Ya Qawiyu 11 times. Then that is beneficial for weak memory. Also, avoid all sorts of and all forms of sin, major especially, and then avoid the minor, that inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will improve memory. Thirdly, avoid especially listening and viewing haram activities. Fourthly, get yourself to read Quran Kareem a lot and Durood Sharif a lot. Memory will automatically improve.
Alright, inshallah, JazakAllah. Alright, 26 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is a Q&A, inshallah, with Mufti Ilyasa, who is on the other line. And we're waiting for your calls. Any questions you have, the number to call you know is 011-854-1548. Cell phone number again is 08258-08070. It's 08258-8070. Send us those SMS questions. Alright, one question coming through via SMS with Sam saying, Assalamu alaikum. Can I read Quran with shoes on?
Although it is permissible, but it is disrespectful. Because we do not know what you have touched whilst walking with your shoes. And if there is impurity you have touched, then definitely it is totally disrespectful. This is when you are reciting Qurani Kareem by holding Qurani Kareem. However, if a person is walking and for example, in the bazaar, or walking in the shop, or walking in the park, or walking towards the parking lot, etc., obviously the person has got shoes on, and now reciting Qurani Kareem of memory, then that is absolutely permissible. There is no detestment there. But now if a person has made intention, I want to make Quran tilawat, then the adab, the ethics and mannerism for recitation and of recitation of Quran Kareem should be adhered to. The more one adheres to the adab and ethics of reciting Quran Kareem, the more the honor and the azmat and importance, the significance of Quran will enter the heart. Making wuzu, having the head gear in order, facing Qibla, having sincerity and devotion, and also reading Quran Kareem slowly, correctly, with tajweed, and obviously without shoes.
Alright, JazakAllah Mustafa, and further inshallah. The other question saying, Assalamu alaikum, is it allowed to buy your fruit and vegetable from a non-Muslim shop? And the other question is, if you have long hair due to split ends and dryness, can you trim it?
The first question, yes, it is permissible to purchase fruit and veg from a non-believer's shop. Secondly, is they are trying indirectly now to ask for the famous fatwa concerning cutting the hair. And this was the difficulty. One great mufti of the world ruled that yes, that if there is split end, and if you are to cut the split end, only the split end, then he said there is some room for permissibility. And people began to misinterpret what he said, misconstrue what he said, and thought, no, this mufti is a very big mufti, and said, you can't cut the hair. Meanwhile, he said that only the split end, and only the split end means very little bit. And that also to encourage further growth. And people misunderstood this, and began to say, yes, there is a general ruling now that you can cut your hair. Yes, for only the split ends, very, very little bit, for encouragement of growth and for progress of growth, yes, permissible.
All right, JazakAllah for the Mursab. We go on further. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. It says, is it true that we are not allowed to play dice games such as Ludo or Monopoly? Mursab, is it true?
These games, although they'll be classified as vain and futile, but if a person has to play them once off or not so often, and a person plays them and there is no discouragement in and no deterrent or diversion as far as salat and obligatory duties are concerned, then there is some room for permissibility for a small pastime, but not as a constant regular feature, not as a constant regular daily feature, not that a person must now dwell in it and become very serious in this and begin to bet on it, then that becomes haram, or begin that so serious a person misses the obligatory duties and the compulsory responsibilities. Once this distracts a person from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a great amount of time, then definitely it will become makruh and makruh tahrimi. Otherwise, it is a vain, futile, permissible activity.
Alright, we can't further. So just to sum that question up, would we say that in principle any game which is not the sign of the kuffar and the fusaq, not immoral, there's no gambling involved, and they do not prevent one in fulfilling his sharia duties, and which does not have any elements which are against the sharia, to play it sometimes will be permissible?
Yes, very long speech you gave there. However, if a person wants to see this, there is one book of ours that we translated it. It's on our website. It is called Sports and Recreation, the Sherry status of it.
Alright, JazakAllah. We go on further. The other question is, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mufisab, a man is in debt of 40,000 rands. This Bichara person earns 3,000 rands. His monthly expenses are between 5,500 and 6,000 rands, thus making him go deeper and deeper in debt each month. Could Mufisa please advise on what could be done, and can zakat and interest money be given to assist him?
As far as, yes, definitely this person should be aided, provided obviously that he himself does not have gold, which is the value of the nisab. And as the case has been presented, this person definitely can be aided and supported with the zakat money and even interest money. However, this person should constantly make istighfar a lot and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be regular in performance of salat with jama and recite durood sharif a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him out of his difficulty.
Alright, Ameen, Jazakallah. We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I have a question for Mustafa. What's the ruling to use the live bait for fishing?
Yes. Alright, Jazakallah. You're a fisherman, brother?
And can I have the address of Mustafa? So
you want the address of Mustafa?
Email address.
You want Mustafa's email address? Okay, Jazakallah. Mustafa will give it.
Yep.
Alright, JazakAllah for the question, brother.
Okay,
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mustafa, using live bait for fishing, is it jais?
This question I posed to Alama Sayyid Falampuri down Barakatuh Mu'ayyad Shweer in Zambia, and he said permissible.
Permissible.
Then, as far as our details, Mufti'i, M-U-F-T-I-E, at alislam.co.za. Our website is alislam.co.za.
Alright, JazakAllah, Mustafa. Alright, we've gone further 18 minutes to 10 o'clock. This is your question and the session with Mufti Lassa. We have about another 35 minutes left before we conclude. So don't delay, call us right now on 011-854-1548. Come on in, inshallah, and pose a question to Mufti Saab. The cell phone number to send the SMS questions is 0825808070. Alright, we have a question from a son who says, Mufti Saab, my father is 96 years, he is not in his senses. Is it still farz on him to make namaz, and if yes, is it accepted?
First, before I answer that, Malana, at the station, you 1 hour ahead of us.
Fine, what is up?
It's at 10 o'clock.
Did I say 10 o'clock?
No problem.
Quite tired today, Musisa.
Alhamdulillah. No, that's why you have to remember the recreation and sport big ruling. Now, this person, 96 years old, then what that brother should do is to take some alim there. And let the alim assess the situation. At 96, I most probably think that this person is now totally incapacitated, and secondly, he's not focused. And thirdly, that this person could be conscious at time, not conscious at time. And you get these people at this age here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very easy for them that they cannot even remember whether they made wuzu or whether they have broken the wuzu. They cannot remember number of rakats. They cannot remember anything to do with ibadat. So, what should be done there, the assessment on-site in local should be done by an alim. On the air we can say that if this person is not focused, and if this person is now failing, his memory is failing, and becoming absent-minded, then as much as the person wants to do, allow him to do. But keep on recording how many salat has been missed. So later on, some kafara can be given for that.
All right, JazakAllah, Mustafa. Yes, we have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I wanted to know if you can you carry on with the namaz or azan is going on. And another question is, can you read your namaz with a wuzu that you make, like can you have a bath or a kufa? Can you carry on with the same? I mean, can you do you have to make wuzu again?
Alright, JazakAllah, you like to listen to these on the radio?
Yeah, and another question is, if you're reading your namaz on a chair, like, you know,
yeah.
Can you read it on the pillow? Can you put your head on the pillow when you're making your sister?
You mean putting the pillow on your lap?
Yeah. No, on a chair. You sit on a chair and you put another pillow on another chair, and then you're making your sister. Can you read like this?
Oh, okay, JazakAllah, we'll ask Mutisa the question. That's all.
JazakAllah.
Alright, Mirza, we have the three questions. You got it, Mirza?
Yes, I did.
Alright, let me say it to you. The first one is, when the azan is going on, can you carry on with your namaz?
Oh, yes. This is very important.
See, indeed important.
Yes. Now, first of all, since it is coming from the sister, I would like to explain something. That many are under the impression, especially our females, that, for example, Zuhr time, they will have to wait for the Zuhr azan and then perform their salah. Meanwhile, this is not true. Once Zawal has ended, Zuhur time has set in. Now they can perform the Zuhur Salah. For example, they do not have to wait for the Fajr Azan, then perform Fajr. As soon as Subha Sadiq, as soon as Sehri has ended, Sehri ends, Tawajjud ends, Isha ends, Fajr has started. You don't have to wait for the Fajr Azan. You can perform your Fajr Sunnah and your Fajr Faraz, the ladies, the men before Jamaat. Now, there is a hadith in Tirmidhi, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should perform the two Sunnah of the Fajr whilst Bilal was giving Azan, and the sound of Bilal's Azan should resound into the ears of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here also, I would like to mention that Juma time, especially we see this, that the people will come, Musallis will enter the masjid and wait for the Azan of Juma and then perform their four rakat sunnat al-mu'akidah. And if they know, okay, in half a minute there is going to be Azan, they will not start their sunnat al-mu'akidah, whereas they can do that. So whilst the Azan is going on, then they will be performing their four sunnat of the Juma. Now, this is not disturbing, because everybody knows the words of the Azan and the meaning of the Azan, so it does not become a distraction for the person making the Salah while the Azan is going on. So that lady, she can continue her Salah while the Azan is going on.
Alright, so that's for that edification. So the other question she had was, if a person makes wudu, sorry, ghusl, and in that interim a person makes wudu, can a person read namaz with the same wudu made during the ghusl?
First of all, I understand something, that once the ghusl is made, obviously the wuzu is a subsidiary of the ghusl. So, those days when the water was standing and the water was not flowing away from the wuzu ghusl areas, then you should make the wuzu at the end. Nowadays, when the ghusl has been made, obviously the wuzu is part and parcel of that ghusl. So the wuzu is inside the ghusl. You don't have to make the wuzu again after ghusl. So after the ghusl, which encompasses the wuzu, the person can make salat, surat, tilawat, everything.
Right, jazakallah. And Mr. Bhak, third question was that the salah on a chair, that is, can a pillow be placed on another chair? And will the sajda be permissible made on the pillow of the second chair when the person is sitting?
That will be permissible, but not necessary to do that. Because obviously the person, he is mazur, that's why the person is making salah on the chair. Now when the person is incapacitated, mazur, then it is not necessary to have a pillow and upon that to make your sajda. That will be making it extra. So it is not a precondition for validity of the sajda to have a pillow there.
Alright, jazakallah. A number of SMSs coming through, jazakallah for those SMSs. We are all learning together, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The SMS says, is it permissible to kiss the mayyat on the forehead if it is your mother or father?
Permissible.
Permissible, jazakallah. The other question is, what is the situation with children in maktab reading Quran while sitting with their shoes on? And what happens to the ulama teaching them and not asking them to remove their shoes?
I find it strange that in our age that the maktabs are allowing students to read Quran al-Kareem with shoes on. This is grossly disrespectful, and this is not honoring the Quran al-Kareem. And definitely there will be, if you have to draw a scale and do an investigation and a proper assessment, you will find that the learning is being hampered there. The best way is that the children should be seated on comfortable floors. I'm not saying that you should be seated on the cement, but I'm saying very clearly on very, very good carpets, so that they are extremely comfortable and they can sit on the floor and learn and study and memorize Quran al-Kareem. The ulama ikram should address this situation seriously.
Alright, jazakallah, just have a comment further. The other question is coming in through email. It says, assalamu alaikum, Muqtada, somebody passes away in the state of ihram, that is Umrah or Hajj, do they go straight to Jannah without being questioned by Allah?
We should not have this belief. We should say that that person has got a good chance, and that person has got a better chance, and that person, first of all, obviously has passed away in the blessed land, and that is a fazilat on its own, and that person will be buried in the blessed land. That's a second fazilat, and that the person is in Ihram. According to some hadiths are stating that that person will rise on the day of judgment reciting the labbaik. So definitely the person has got an extremely good chance of going into Jannah.
Alright, Jazakallah. So we spoke about the dua for weak memory earlier. The other question coming through saying, what is Mutisa, the best dua or remedy for weak memory? Because while I'm making namaz, I sometimes lose track of how many rakats I performed. Should I repeat my namaz?
This is a different question. The person is mixing up weak memory with shak.
Ji.
This person is a mashkuf, a doubtful person. Now, what this person should do, that make good wuzu. And be prior to that, that when this person goes to toilet, then wash properly, and wash properly without any sense of doubt. The original difficulty of this person will be that when this person goes to toilet, the cause of the forgetting in the salat is because of the toilet activities. This person is very doubtful. That did I wash properly? Am I pure? Am I clean? And all this is as a result of doubtfulness. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that the remedy for this person concerning the toilet doubt is, after toilet, take some water and sprinkle it in the front portion of your garment, so that now you are not worried and you can avoid becoming a doubtful person. Then this person makes wuzu, and do not wash your limbs more than thrice, and have firm faith and conviction, I have done right. Then this person in salah should not be misled by the shaitan called Wahan, who is deputed upon a person to mislead him and misdirect him and put him off the track in salat, and especially create doubt in the mind and heart concerning the rakah, recitation, postures, etc. So this person should be firm. And even if he is wrong, but he must be firm and say, I've done 2 rakahs or 3 rakahs, and proceed. No sooner he becomes doubtful or she becomes doubtful, shaitan has a field day with that person.
Alright, we have a number of very interesting questions with regards to one is about ghusl compulsory for a murdered person and many other questions. But before we come to that, we take a caller from the tail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, I've got 2 questions.
Yeah.
One is, if Fijr is at 5:50 a.m, how long after can we read Fijr? I mean, you know, how long do we have time to finish Fijr? And the other one is Ishraq, how long after Fijr?
The sunrise of the area.
Can I listen on the radio?
Jim, this app says the sunrise of the area, sister, just after the sunrise.
No, what is the sunrise?
Sister, what time is the sunrise?
Sunrise, I think it's 6:40, I'm not sure.
6:40, Mukhsab.
No problem.
All right,
but we normally read 6:50.
She normally reads Ishraq at 6:50.
No, not Ishraq. I can't hear you so well. Can I listen on the receiver?
Yes.
Alright, so that's the question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
The Fajr time when she's performing it is a valid time, because she's performing it before the sun, she's performing it before sun rise. And the question is, till when she can make her Fajr Salat. Her Fajr Salat will be till sun rise. So she must know the sun rise, and up till that time she can perform her Fajr Salat.
Okay.
So that is the ruling. Now as far as the Ishraq Salat is concerned, is that the next question?
Okay, that's the next question, okay.
The Ishraq Salah she can perform after the sun has risen 2 lengths, meaning 2 bows. Meaning that she can perform it as soon as after the sunrise has taken place.
Alright, Jazakallah. Alright, we have 5 minutes left. However, just 2 minutes left before we conclude, we take the call. Inshallah, thereafter we're going to stop for the news. Thereafter, inshallah, we continue. Alright, we have a call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jesus, sir.
What I just want to ask a question.
Sure, go ahead.
What is the ruling regarding watching a CD or DVD on computer or TV on the Prophet and their progeny?
All right, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah.
All right, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What's the other question?
Any documentary watched and on the screen, which unfortunately tries to portray Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly or indirectly, should not be watched.
Alright. The question states as follows. Which parts of the animal are prohibited to consume?
The prohibited portions, if a person checks the Fatawa Rahimi of Volume 1, it has been written there. For example, the gall, the blood, and the testicles, etc. There are 7 things there which have been stipulated that Mufti Lajpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi has stated that you cannot consume. If a person emails me, I will send the complete answer there.
Sir, can I just maybe add in a little bit here with regards to, will I be correct in seeing the male genitals, the female genitals, maybe the glands, the gallbladder, bladder and testicles?
Yes.
These are the alright Jazakallah. So Mufti sir, we humbly ask for another 15 minutes of your valuable time, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Manara, can I just clarify one small point before we continue?
Jee, Mufti sir.
This question keeps coming, and we don't seem to be explaining it properly. And it's concerning Ishraq and Qas. Ishraq, the time of performance is 15 minutes after sunrise. And better a person stays seated in the position where, or the place where the person made the Fajr Salah, engaging in durood and zikr and tasbih, Quran, tilawat, etc., or listening to some talk. Number of rakats, 2 or 4. And the fazail is a person will get the thawab of 1 hajj and 1 umrah. Now the second salat is salat at chas, and now the salat at chas is also better known as salat at dua. And this is at 10 o'clock. And its performance you can perform it from 10 o'clock right up till zawal, and consists of 12 rakat. Fazail is that a person, inshallah, he got so much sin that equal to the foam of the sea, inshallah,
Subhanallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's so merciful indeed, jazakallah. Alright, so we go on further, inshallah. The question says, assalamu alaikum, is there any harm if the bride is in haid on the first night, and what is the ruling on walima?
As far as walima is concerned, for validity of walima, the khalwat al-sahiyya is necessary. Khalwat al-sahiyya is a private seclusion. For private seclusion, consummation, that means relationship, is not a precondition. Unfortunately, people are under the impression that for walima to become valid, then there has to be relationship. This is not correct. For validity of walima, the husband and the wife has to be alone for some time, a little time, so that, alhamdulillah, the possibility of relationship can take place. But the relationship or consummation of marriage is not a precondition for declaration of validity of walima. And if the wife is in haiz during that time, then it does not invalidate the walima.
All right, Jazakallah. And keep it going further, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The brother says, a brother's parents with this have passed away. A will has been drawn up. How soon can it be rounded up, and what is the procedure?
In these cases, we will appeal to the listeners that as soon as possible, wind up the estate. And that is the best time to do it. Because if there is a estate that is current, meaning you cannot close it, and there are shops, factories, supermarkets involved, then if you do not close that estate and evaluate it and assess it and divide it at that time, and then you do it 5 years later, then the 5 years later figure has to be taken into consideration, because that is the time of evaluation, and that is the time of dispensing and distribution of the estate. So, as soon as possible, when the person dies, then inshallah you should gain sanity and putting your emotions aside, dissolve the estate.
So the other question, very very famous questions, comes up every week, almost every week, about shaping the eyebrows. Can a woman shape her eyebrows?
Only ladies shape eyebrows. Every week they ask this question. Perhaps they don't understand what I'm trying to say. If the eyebrows are unkempt, and they are growing wild, and they are bushy, and they are not looking very good, then for neatening to take out a little bit, a very little bit too, so neatening can take place, then that is permissible. That much has been recorded in the textbooks. But I have added, away from the classical textbook, a further clause that in our time this should only be done for the pleasure and attraction of the husband. And by no means I am saying, and I reiterate, by no means I am saying trimming and major removal, shaving, and all those things are permissible. I'm saying taking out a little bit for the purpose of meeting.
All right, Mr. Abdulzakallah, for that answer. Dear listeners, this is a question and answer session. We have about maximum 20 minutes left. We have very limited time. Call us right now without any delay on 011-854-1548. Cell phone number to send the SMS questions. Again, it's 02-580-8070. Mr. Now it comes to the cell phone question. Does switching off a cell phone while in namaz invalidate this namaz?
In effect, this very question has come out and been answered in the latest Jamiat paper.
Yeah.
And there it has been correctly stated that if it entails a minor action, meaning that an onlooker must not make out that this person here is not in salah. Because the difference between major amal al-kaseer and amal al-kaseer in salah is when an onlooker says, how could this person be ever in salah? So first of all, the cell phone, make it a habit upon entry the masjid, put it off. If it rings and you had forgotten to put your cell phone off, then by one swift movement, you know your cell phone, switch it off. That
will
not invalidate the salah.
All right, yes, very important. Cell phones must be switched off before namaz. And very important, two hands will invalidate, the use of two hands will invalidate the namaz. We'll be going further with regards to a mother-in-law going for Umrah with her son-in-law. Is it permissible for her to go for Umrah with her son-in-law?
It is absolutely permissible to do so. However, if the son-in-law is too young and mother-in-law too young, then some precaution should be taken. But the ruling is of permissibility.
All right. The other question is, saying assalamu alaikum, wudu in an undressed naked state, in other words, while bathing, is it permissible?
Permissible.
Permissible, jazakallah. All right, to be gone further, inshallah. All right, we have a question on the computer screen. It says, is it permissible to make namaz in the shop instead of going to the masjid?
To perform salat without a good, proper, valid reason outside the masjid is not good at all. Some ulama ikram say salat with jamaat in the masjid is wajib. Most of the opinion that it's sunnah and muqidah. To perform salat in the shop is valid. But to do so regularly, and especially when the jamaat khana or masjid is nearby, then every effort should be made for the males to perform salah with jamaat. It is tremendously important to do so, most rewarding to do so.
Yes, no doubt. Jazakallah. All right, you've gone further. Can we wear imitation jewelry with this up, and can we sell it?
It is permissible to sell it, it's permissible to wear it. And for the females that besides the ring, every other imitation jewelry is permissible.
All right, jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum from Mr. Stay. It says, I have no brothers. My two sons are married and I have no mahram. Do I need a mahram if I want to join a woman's jamaat to go for weekend?
In principle, I am not very happy that they should have Muskuraj jamaat. And in this case, definitely you cannot go.
All right, jazakallah. We go on further, inshallah. I think we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Do you have a call, Brother Jed? Assalamu alaikum. All right, I think the call is left. All right, 90 minutes past 9 o'clock, brother, please to call us, and we apologize for that. 011-854-1548 is the number to call. All right, so let's go on further, inshallah. The other question is, Muftisab, is it necessary and is it permissible rather to put surma for the deceased?
Why you want to do that? Although permissible, but you should not do it.
Permissible, but not to do it. All right. Assalamu alaikum. My dad recently had an op-done. He had gangrene and is now in a wheelchair. I try my best to take him for Jumu'ah, but now he does not want to go, finding excuses. Is the guna on me? I am a widow living with my parents. He is slightly negligent in his namaz. Please advise, Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum. My dad recently had an obdan. He's got gangrene and is now in a wheelchair. I try my best to take him for Jummah, but now he does not want to go, finding excuses. Is the guna on me? I am a widow living with my parents. He is slightly negligent in his namaz.
There are two separate questions.
He
cannot be taking for Jummah Salah. This person, obviously, because he is crippled, when he is crippled already, the Salah for Jamaat, that is a valid excuse according to the Fuqaha, because he is crippled, the Salah for Jamaat is not compulsory for him. So he is already marked for that. But the person should be regular in Salah. And the second part of the question, the person should constantly admonish them, advise them, encourage them, read the Fazail of Salah, and make a lot of salah and make a lot of dua so that the people in the household begin to make salah.
Alright, Jazakallah. We can't further, inshallah. The question is, Mufti Sahab, is it okay and is it permissible to use a credit card facility?
Use the credit card in this manner, that constantly pay it before you have to pay interest. Then it will become permissible. Otherwise, once you involve yourself in interest, then the transaction will deserve the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alright. Assalamu alaikum wa the listener says, can we look, Mufti Sahab, can we look at owls? Some people believe it brings bad luck. I'd like to also see an owl.
That is a fairy tale. You can look at the owl, no problem.
You can look at the owl, Jazakallah. Alright, can we keep animated pictures of teddy bears and the likes on my phone, and can we send it around to friends? Jazakallah.
You should not do that. That is absolutely not permissible. And you should not encourage that activity.
Alright, Jazakallah. We go on further. The other question is, it states as follows. One of my dearest and nearest acquaintances has won a lottery. Due to some legalities, they cannot cash in on it. Can I obtain the cash for them and accept some cash as a gift?
Consult your local mufti. It's very complicated what you say. I do not know what you're trying to make jaiz.
Alright, Jazakallah. Yes, I think we have a call on the line also. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Papa?
Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah.
Maulana, I'd like to ask, Mufti Sahab, if you go from year to land, do you make your father's namaz qasar or do you have to read the...
From year to where, sister?
To land, because I heard somebody say you can make qasar from
here. And where are you calling from?
I'm from Roshni.
Also from Roshni to land, you want to know, can you make qasar namaz?
Yeah.
Alright, Mufti Sahab?
Well, you cannot make qasar salat, you have to make full salat.
You have to make full salat, sister.
Because somebody said you can make qasar, so I thought, no, let me rather phone and ask Mufti Sahab, is it permissible or not permissible?
No, you have to make a full namaz.
Jazakallah.
There's too many muftis around today. Alright, Jazakallah. 23 minutes past 9 o'clock. Yes, 011-854-1548 is the number to call. Mufti Sahab, we have a question regarding television sets. What is the fatwa regarding selling television sets, DVD players and radios? Is it permissible?
Permissible makruh.
Alright. Is it permissible to use zakat money to buy land and build an orphanage?
Not permissible.
Why is not
for the zakat to become valid, there has to be milkiyat. A person has to become owner of that. And that person who becomes owner of the zakat has to be ahel of it, deserving of it, worthy of it. And the recipient of zakat has to be worthy. He has to be a person who can receive zakat. A building, a well, a property, a masjid, a bridge, a highway cannot accept ownership.
Alright, Jazakallah. We go on to the Assalamu alaikum. It says, I am a young female. I just wanted to know what's the best dua to read to receive a good proposal?
Salatul Hajat. And if a person, if you can access it, email us. We have translated one book concerning this. There are many, many wazifs concerning this. Maybe, inshallah, I give the whole kitab to Maulana Kara in one of his programs. Slowly, he explains it to the listeners. So inshallah, Maulana Kara, just remind me, I'll send it to you. You can read formula by formula daily, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. JazakAllah wa ta'ala Rasul for the opportunity. All right, 25 minutes past 9 o'clock. We have about 10 minutes left, inshallah, before we conclude. We have a number of SMSs. You can still send those SMSs, inshallah. The one says, Assalamu alaikum. If you're planning Muftisab to get married and you're going to the girl's house to set a date, is it permissible for the boy to give gifts?
Yes, it is permissible.
It's permissible, JazakAllah.
Remember something. We make dua, this does not happen. If subsequently, after you have given the gift, and now this breaks up, then you cannot go and start demanding, I want those gifts back. Once you give the gift, and the ownership changes from the potential husband to the potential wife, then you cannot, if something goes wrong, and now the marriage, which was not even made, and it broke down before even the marriage, then you cannot go and claim the gifts.
Alright, JazakAllah, sir. We're going further, Musab, it says making salam in a toilet compound, example, public toilet area. And I also find often the caretaker busy cleaning the inside of the toilet. Then can salam be made to him and can he reply?
Permissible.
It's permissible, JazakAllah. I think this question came last week as well, Musab, that if a person is in hijab and invited for weddings where there is mixed gathering of genders, does she have to attend mashigo?
It is highly advisable not to go. Any Muslim should not go to any un-Islamic environment, setup, space, scenario. Any good Muslim should not go where there are un-Islamic activities perpetrated.
Alright, JazakAllah. I want to get married rather, and I need to make Salatul Hajjah. What is the procedure for Salatul Hajjah?
Very simple, make 2 rakat nafil salat. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a special dua to be read. Go to our website alislam.co.za and see the dua there. If you do not know the dua, after the 2 rakats of nafil salat, pray and plead and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dignity and humility, meekness, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance and guidance.
Alright, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum. The SMS says, Mutisab, is it correct to kiss the Quran after reading it? The other question is, when putting the finger down after the tashahhud, is it allowed to touch the lip, and what is the reason for raising it?
Raising it is for testification of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sorry, the last question I thought it was istikhara. This is Salatul Hajat. There is no specific dua for Salatul Hajat. Salatul Hajat is straight for 2 rakat nafil salat, and then you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading your case of necessity, what you want, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant fructification of it. To tap your second question, to tap the hand, that is a sign of the Shia.
Okay.
They terminate the salat later.
Alright, JazakAllah. I will be going further, inshallah. Let's come to the SMSs. Assalamu alaikum, it says, is it permissible to donate or be a recipient of any organ?
If it is life-supporting organ, not for cosmetic reason, then the room of permissibility exists.
Alright. Assalamu alaikum, the SMS says, is it permissible to have contact lenses implanted into the eyes?
Once it is, talking the word implant means that it will become permanent in nature.
Jee.
That is permissible.
Jee. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It says, where can we obtain DVD, VCD, or MP3 CDs on the basis of Islam for a new Muslim to learn? Also, is there a Quran or Surah Yasin in translated in Zulu anywhere?
Zulu translation is available and it can be sourced from the Jamiat of Durban, KZN. And as far as the basic necessities are concerned, then go to our website and download whatever basic information is there. There are some very, very basic information and information also on our website in Zulu and Sotho also. alislam.co.za.
Alright, JazakAllah. Some other SMS says, Assalamu alaikum. From where can I keep my beard?
Don't keep it anywhere besides your face. The face meaning that from the upper jaw, the upper portion of the upper jaw, to the upper portion of the lower jaw. That is the starting point of your beard. And downwards, that is, will be the beard section. The cheeks area do not formulate the beard area.
Alright, JazakAllah, Mr. Beard. Brother has another question here saying that I am a musafir. I went to a masjid and the imam was on his last rakat in the last qiyam in Isha. How many rakats must I read?
He was in the what you call last?
He says I was the imam was in his last rakat in the last qiyam.
So you make 3 rakats?
3 rakats, yes.
I thought you would say the imam is in the last lap.
Oh, jeez. Well, so we go on further, inshallah. Dear listeners, we have just about 5 minutes left before we conclude. Remember, yes, we're still taking in the calls. There is still about 6 minutes left. Call us on 011-854-1548. And you can still send us those SMS questions. It's 0825-808070. What's up, if you have the means to go for Hajj and do not have a mahram, can one go in a group with an agent? Does the agent become your mahram? Is this correct in the Sharia? Please, please clarify. My friends insist this is permissible.
Your friends are erroneous. Unfortunately, they have not understood that the agent, by no standards or means, becomes the mahram of the female. This is absolutely the age of fitna and fasad, trial and tribulation, where sin is perpetrated openly. And you should never ever go with that agent who wants to become your mahram. This agent is evil, evil liver of society, an evil doer, transgressor, disobedient person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and deserving the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay at home, make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the suitable wali and mahram for your hajj.
Ameen, jazakallah. The other SMS saying, assalamu alaikum, is it permissible for a girl to make recordings of qiraat, nazms, etc.?
You should not do so, especially when the girl is baligh. She should abstain from those activities when her voice is great to be heard by others.
Alright, jazakallah. So the question states as follows: what is better, when waking up with the hajjud, to read the hajjud and asking Allah for your needs, or to read qada umri?
You should combine both. Tahajjud is 2 rakat minimum and 12 rakat maximum. So stand for tahajjud 2 rakat and then make qada umri and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alright, jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Is it permissible to go to live drama shows, for example, the Yusuf Khan shows? Brother Jerry Smang on the other side.
This is the age where in futile vain activities one should definitely abstain from. And especially these shows which are immorally based, and these productions where there is intermingling of genders, and where there is music, and there is excessive laughter, etc. Person should not go there. Totally un-Islamic, person should definitely abstain, and it is haram to go to an un-Islamic function.
Alright, we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji,
I need to ask Mufti Saab a question, please.
Alright, go ahead and keep listening.
Mufti Saab, I do transporting, and I was just issued a contract with a printing company that prints labels and so forth. And some of the labels that I do deliver goes to SC breweries. I just need to know if I'm doing the right thing or not. And I don't get paid by SC2s, I get paid by the printing company. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Does that the question?
No.
My brother says he's in a transporting company and sometimes he has to deliver labels. And sometimes he's got to go to SC breweries and drop off the labels there. Is it permissible? His income, is it permissible?
It is permissible.
Alright, it is permissible. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The SMS saying, if we have a Jamaat Khana in the shop, would it be permissible to make namaz with Jamaat?
If you got Jamaat Khana in the shop, first of all, you should not encourage it if it is near a masjid. Always give the masjid preference to the shop Jamaat Khana. And if there is no masjid nearby, then you got a Jamaat Khana in your shop, then make every effort to make salat with jamaat, even if it be 2-3 workers at a time.
Alright, Jazakallah. Before we go on further, we have another question saying, Assalamu alaikum, the question pertains to namaz. Is it permissible to read qada namaz before Fajr and Asr, even after the adhan has gone, and before you read your actual Fajr or Asr namaz?
Absolutely permissible.
Alright, absolutely permissible, Jazakallah. We go on further. Assalamu alaikum, it will be appreciated if Mufti Saab can comment on the Harry Potter books.
These types of books which encourage batil, false ideology, and which lead towards children becoming amazed by black magic and fanciful stories, and where children are encouraged to buy these books and to sell them and promote them, and they are indoctrinated by evil activities encouraged in these fictitious books. Anything, any fictitious novel and book which destroys one's character, personality, and especially one's iman and ideology and philosophy and belief should definitely not be read or encouraged to be read.
Assalamu alaikum. The listener says, Mufti Sahib, if the husband insists that the wife only read her farz namaz, especially before a journey, what should the wife do?
Say it again slowly.
If the husband insists that the wife should just read her farz namaz, especially before a journey, what must she do?
If the journey is of importance and they are in a hurry and he wants to be on time and he cannot drive, for example, in the night, in that case, he should perform the farz alone and proceed for the journey.
Alright, JazakAllah. We're going further. Assalamu alaikum. The SMS says, is it advisable, Mufti Sahib, for a woman to attend jalsas, bayans, if separate accommodation is provided for our mothers and sisters?
If it is during the day, it is permissible. However, as soon as the sun sets, then it is highly discouraged for females to leave their homes and attend even bayans, when the Shariat has not encouraged them to go for Farz Salat with Jamaat. Then obviously they should not leave their homes, places of security where their status, dignity is maintained and obtained. They should not leave for these bayans.
Right. Mr. earlier we asked you for 15 minutes extension. We humbly ask you for another 4 minutes, inshallah. We have still a number of questions. The one says, Assalamu alaikum, are women supposed to read Eid namaz? Please clarify.
Women should not read Eid Salat, and all those narrations concerning the encouragement of performance of Salat, Eid Salat for women, even if they are in haze, and for the children, etc., was during the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when there was a need and necessity to show force and to show quantity. So that no more exists. And the scholars are very clear that we should not take out our women folk for the Eid Salat. Mawlana Fadhlur Rahman Sahib, Shahul Hadith of Azad Wal Darul Uloom, has written a nice article concerning women in Eid Salat. We should try to obtain that, where academically he has discussed those hadiths which those people use to encourage females for Eid Salat and gives the academic discussion and deliberation upon them.
Alright, JazakAllah. We're going further. Revert to Islam is still learning about Salah, etc. When does Salah become compulsory for him, and is it necessary for circumcision?
According to Fatawa Rahimia, it is necessary for circumcision. And Salat, as soon as the person, male or female, becomes a Muslim, Salat becomes obligatory. And if a person obviously does not know in the initial stages what to read, then can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the words of praise, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, at every stage and posture, until one starts replacing it with the necessary and the masnoon qiraat.
Alright, JazakAllah. We go on further. Assalamu alaikum. Is it okay to read Salah loudly when teaching one's children at home? This is for a female.
The Farz Salah should be done as a requirement. Nafil Salah, that's where the teaching can take place. So the recitation allowed shall be done in the Nafil Salah and not with the intention in the Farz Salah.
Alright, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum. The question says, I heard somewhere Nabi Kareem saw some discouraged crossing the legs. Is this true?
Crossing the legs?
Ji.
The person should try to find out whether it was sitting or lying down. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged when lying down that a person should lie down in such a position, a posture, wherein the satr is not exposed.
Alright, JazakAllah. We go on to the Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It says, I was told it's permissible for a Hanafi to read Asr Salah on Shafi'i time.
Some ulama have ruled permissibility, especially during the time of Safar.
We can't further, inshallah. The other question is on the computer screen, but the chat says somebody asked the question, what is the hikmah from reading Asr and Zohr Salah silently?
the hikmah that comes into mind, that was during, first of all, anything, you must remember that the rule is, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it, we do it. Whether we understand it or not, we do it. Whether we get any secret or wisdom, or we know of it, we do it. Yes, if we come across some secret or philosophy, we can mention it. So it is not necessary to know the secret philosophy, wisdom, in order to enact something. Here, the possible reason could be that it was during that time that though the mushriks and the enemies and the foes of Islam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, that they were resting and they were making their Kailullah, etc. So, not to arouse them for further opposition and unnecessary harassment, the silent method was used.
Right. Mr. Dathim, we just have about another 2-3 questions. The one saying, Assalamu alaikum, question is, when a 12-year boy's voice changes almost like a man, is it a sign that he is now baligh?
Yes, Fuqaha have written that when the voice begins to crack, that is a sign of uluhiyyah, maturity.
That is a sign, alright, Jazakallah. We go on further, I think we have just one more question. It says, can the story of Aisha radiallahu anha, Aisha and Fir'aun's story be acted? Can the story of Asia, they wrote Aisha, J. Asia.
Can it be
acted?
It will be permissible to do so, utilizing obviously not baligh children. And the correct and valid story should be presented. However, most of the time when you go to some jalsas, especially madrasa jalsas, the enactment is done and there's many errors and flaws in it.
Alright, Mr. Jazakallah, I'm glad. Alhamdulillah, we went through all the SMSs. Jazakallah, we come to the end of this very interesting program. We learned a lot. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Rabbul Izzat make your effort and contributions a means of salvation and success, inshallah, in dunya, qabr, and akhirat. And alhamdulillah, we learned a great deal. Jazakallah for answering all the masail. Mutisab, you make dua for us also.
Okay,
Jazakallah, Mutisab, Mutilia, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.